With three events in the books to start the 2021-22 curling season, Brad Jacobs and his team from the Community First Curling Center locally has a tournament title and a pair of second-place finishes to show for it. The Jacobs Rink, which includes 3rd Mark Kennedy, 2nd E.J. Harndon, and lead Ryan Harndon, wrapped up action on Monday at the IG Wealth Management Western Showdown in Swift Current, Sask. Playing in the triple knockout event, the Jacobs Rink advanced to Monday's final after a pair of wins earlier in the day but dropped an 8-1 decision in 5 ends to Calgary's Kevin Coa in the final. After Jacobs opened the scoring with a single in the first end, Coa scored 3 in the second end before picking up steals of 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 3 more in the fifth to cap off the win. Jacobs advanced to the final thanks to a 7-5 semifinal win over Saskatoon's Colton Flash. Earlier in the day, the Jacobs Rink opened playoff round with a 6-2 win over Matt Dunstone of Regina, Sask. In quarterfinal action, Jacobs went unbeaten in round-robin action with wins over Michael Kars of Saskatoon, 8-2, Ryan Wabe of Winnipeg, 6-3, and Yuta Matsumura of Sapporo, Japan, 5-1. The Jacobs Rink returns to action on October 19 in the first Grand Slam of curling event of the season. The team is one of 16 men's teams competing in the Masters, a triple knockout tournament that opens on October 19 in Oakville, Ont. Jacobs will open the event on day one in the evening draw against Matsumura.